You're listening to Space 101.1. I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music program. Each month, we spotlight a new artist from the Pacific Northwest, and this July, our artist spotlight is Maita. You turn your back, but say the morphine, I say I love you, you say you're hungry. Have you read the phone? There's people dying in another country, and it's our fault. Touch me over coffee, show me somehow what you want. I am the fire, the freeze, killing flowers in their sleep. Maria talked to us about the evolution of her songwriting, starting at the beginning with her lifelong love of writing.
I've always been a writer. I used to write a lot of stories. Like, I would try to write young adult novels. I was a young adult, so I guess that's like the only novel I could have written. It would have been pretty funny if like a 13-year-old was trying to write an adult novel for adults. But I was always writing novels. And I never finished them and I never showed them to anyone. But something about expressing things through the written word really appealed to me. And I read a lot of books. And I think that when I got into music, it was just a really natural progression of like, oh, I read books. I want to try to write books. Oh, I listen to music. I want to try to write music. And I like my journaling kind of shifted into more of the short form of lyric writing. And then I ended up writing a song for a school project in lieu of writing an essay. And that was the first time I wrote my own song and performed it in front of people. And that went over really well. And so it was just like these little things, like these little signs of like, oh, this is something you can do. Like, you should do more of it.
One of the prevalent lyrical themes on Maita's new album, I Just Want to Be Wild for You, is disconnection. Maria explained why she is drawn to these moments.
I think I really find a lot of intrigue in moments that are unfulfilled or desperate or bereft of something. I think that they can be very powerful moments. And I think that those moments are extremely potent and actually filled with a lot of passion, usually because there's this longing for something. And I think that that is something I found myself exploring with this batch of songs, is the feeling of disconnect and the passion that lies beneath disconnect because of the longing. And so every single song on this record has an element of something that is missing, some kind of like gap that is trying to be bridged. And whether or not, sometimes it's a successful practice and sometimes it's not. And I think that it's just a really intriguing thing for me.
Give me 3 in the morning, someone is still listening. I'm lonely, convince me I'm above being lonely. The world is so old, now it swells and it sweats. Salt cracked in the pavement, salt stain in the bed. If you're dying, I'll heal you. If you're dead, I'll replace you. You'll stay with me, light of my life.
Maria explained the story behind the track Loneliness.
Loneliness was written about a short stint that I spent in Kyoto. It was about 2 months, and I was there learning Japanese woodblock printmaking. And I was caught off guard by how lonely of an experience I had there. I think I was expecting to connect more with people and with the community, especially as someone who is half Japanese and can speak the language. And this intense loneliness that I felt when I was there, because I was living alone, I was taking classes alone, it was very, very powerful. And it was something that I haven't experienced before, and I haven't experienced it since. And at the time, it was really difficult for me. I was very homesick and I was longing for my friends and family. And now when I look back on that time, there's a kind of romance that exists within that space. I think just that intense longing is something that I don't experience very often anymore. And I think it's a little bit beautiful. And the place, the setting was just really beautiful. Kyoto is an amazing city. And I find myself nostalgic for that period and that relationship that I had with my own loneliness. And this song is addressed to my loneliness, I would say. So here it is.
Tuning in to our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Maita. If you want to listen back, you can do so at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Maita, including show dates, check out the website maitamusic.com. We'll see you next week.